Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, and it is our interview segment on our spiritual breakfast. Today is the date, 23rd Ramadan, 1445, just few days left of this beautiful month. And we have today, mashallah, our honorable guest, Mulana Irshad Musa. Hazrat Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Not too sure whether we should have any breakfast at this time, Mulana.
It will only boost our fast. In that way, inshallah, our attention won't be on the food, but rather on the food of Jannah, inshallah.
Inshallah, Al-Aziz.
Inshallah. Today, inshallah, we plan to talk about these last few days, last few hours, because time is flying so fast and rapidly. And as well, we want to just touch on Sadaqatul Fitr also. So, Mulana, you can give us advice first, these last few days. What should we be worried about engaging? As well, attention to be given to many people like myself too, that after Ramadan, now going forward, how do we hold on to establishing, not just performing Salah, but establishing Salah to keep this momentum going?
Well, alhamdulillah, Mulana, we are well in the month of Ramadan. And the day before yesterday, I was with a brother who commented the condition of our masajid this year. Alhamdulillah, normally you find that the first 3 days or the first week, they are very, very full. And then after perhaps the third or fourth Taraweeh, they take a dip. And alhamdulillah, this year we find that there is a different attitude with regards to the Taraweeh, Salah, the Masajid are full. I'm not too sure, and I hope this is the condition in Gauteng as well. But alhamdulillah, in our areas, the Masajid seem to have boosted and are remaining full throughout the month of Ramadan. And this is something that is positive. Growing up, this was a norm where after a few days of Taraweeh, the Masajid would become... the crowd drops to perhaps one-third and then a little bit less and a little bit less. Alhamdulillah, this year the momentum has remained in many, many masajid. And we say, Jazakallah khairan to the Huffaz-e-Kiram in every masjid that are making exceptional effort to render the Taraweeh and render the beautiful recitation of Quran-e-Kareem. It's perhaps their qurbani and sacrifice that the masajid are remaining full. But we find a mu'min... We do not look at temporary spirituality, but the condition of a mu'min is always aiming to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it be a little bit. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. That the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that have continuity in them, even if they be a little bit, but they are constantly, they remain continuous. And we find that this month of Ramadan, it wasn't long, Mulana, that people were making the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. And already the month of Ramadan, more than two-thirds is over, and this month will come to an end. We have no guarantee whether we will see the end of this Ramadan or we will ever see another Ramadan in our lives. How many are those who are with us in this month of Ramadan and have left? Allah Ta'ala raise their status in the Akhirah and grant them, fill their qabrs with noor. And those who are with us the previous year. But ideally it is for us to maximize our rewards in these remaining days of the month of Ramadan, to realize the value, the worth of every moment of this month, and especially these last 10 days. Many have spoken already and with regards to Laylatul Qadr and the efforts that should be made to find Laylatul Qadr. Alhamdulillah, there are many brothers who are sitting in i'tikaf in the various masajid in search of Laylatul Qadr. This was the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remained in search of, in i'tikaf, in search of Laylatul Qadr. And there are those who are unable to sit for i'tikaf, but are attending the various programs in the masajid and exerting themselves also in their nafal and optional amal and ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make a sincere dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us istiqama, and that we maintain this connection and spirituality that is being achieved throughout our land, throughout the world with the ummah. And this is the trick and this is the difficult. Allah made it easy in this month of Ramadan that the shayateen are chained. But once that moon of Shawwal, there's been a previously that a little slogan that went out on social media that how strange is this moon, that the sighting of the moon at one time fills the masjid and the sighting of the moon afterwards empties the masajid. Mm. But the reality is that shaitan who is released is what causes our masajid to become empty. From our side, the effort that we have made, the effort that we are making has to maintain. We have to continue with that so that after the month of Ramadan, we are able to continue and to remain connected with the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the object of our fasting, la'allakum tattaqoon, and we mentioned this previously also, is that one is a person who tries very, very hard, and he does so much, and this obviously is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with this, that person who internalizes one good deed in the month of Ramadan, with all that he is doing, with his tarawih, his recitation of Quran, his dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he inculcates and internalizes one good deed that remains with him, and he expelled and stays away from one sin that was in his life, then he has truly profited from the month of Ramadan. And when the next year Ramadan comes, he does the same with another good deed and another sin that he distances from himself. Then we find in a period of 10 years, in a decade, this person would have achieved 10 good deeds, 10 amal that have become part of his life. Like the Awabin Salah in the month of Ramadan, where brothers are generally in a rush to get home and have a meal. MashaAllah, many brothers at that time of iftar, that they are breaking the fast, but they still perform that salah in the masajid, in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, Allah grant every Muslim male the tawfiq to perform all our salah in the masajid, in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in congregation, as is required from us. So that person who internalized this action, and then the next year he brings another, then in that period of 10 years, he has profited such that he has become a productive Muslim. He has achieved, and he is the one who is developing this taqwa, la'allakum tattaqoon. Well, we don't want to speak too much on these aspects with regards to the last few days. Many ulama have spoken on the important aspects, Laylatul Qadr, etc. However, an important aspect as we approach the end of the month of Ramadan is Sadaqatul Fitr.
Jim, Mulana Sab, this is an important aspect because we're reaching the end and we want to do so much of good deeds, but then we may just forget the important ones. So when should we... Okay, let's first start off with the virtues of Sadaqatul Fitr.
With regards to Sadaqatul Fitr, Mulana, it's also referred to as Zakatul Fitr, and amongst communities, it's referred to as the Fitra or Fitrana. That this Sadaqatul Fitr, regarding it, the narration of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu appears in Bukhari Sharif, where he reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Zakatul Fitr, the Sadaqatul Fitr, compulsory on every slave and free man, male and female, young and old, among the Muslims. And Nabi alayhi sallam made one sa' of dates or one sa' of barley. We're going to go into these aspects of the quantity, etc. However, from this hadith, from this narration, we learn two important aspects. One, that who it is compulsory upon, as well as the quantity that has to be given, the quantity that is wajib. But, Mawlana, before we discuss this hadith, we will come back to it, inshallah, if time permits. The purpose and the significance of Sadaqatul Fitr, for us to understand this, there's a hadith and a narration of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that appears in Abu Dawud Sharif, when he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Zakatul Fitr wajib on those who had fasted, so that they may be purified of their idle deeds and their futile or improper talks during the month of Ramadan, and so that the poor may be fed. Thereafter, Nabi mentioned, whoever gives it before the Eid Salah, it will be accepted as Sadaqatul Fitr. And whoever gives it after that, then it will be categorized as optional charity. This hadith, there's three important aspects that come. One is the purpose of the Sadaqatul Fitr. So in our fasting, and we know the habit of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we have been taught that even after the completion of our salah, that it is a sunnah practice to recite istighfar three times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And this is after the completion of a good deed. But we ourselves are aware of how many deficiencies there are in our salah. So this istighfar, that we are seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the deficiencies in our good deeds. Likewise, the Sadaqatul Fitr itself, it is an atonement for the deficiencies that may have been committed during the fasting, whilst we were fasting, in terms of our misdeeds, incorrect speech, etc. So by means of this, to cover up for those mistakes. Obviously, a person who his mistakes had to do were such that it broke his fast. He had eaten something, or in whichever way it was that his fast had broken, then he would have to keep a qadha. That Sadaqatul Fitr will not suffice to atone for that. But he will have to keep a fast for that qadha, and perhaps in some terms the kafara, etc. Those are separate masla. But with regards to this, the mistakes, the errors that reduce the quality of our fast, this Sadaqatul Fitr is in place. And the second aspect, one is the purpose that Nabi Sosa mentioned in terms of the person himself who is paying the Sadaqatul Fitr, the fasting person. The second is that this serves as food for the poor on that day of Eid, the day that we are celebrating, where the entire ummah is in that day of celebration. لَا تَصُومُوا فِي هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that do not even fast on these days, because they are days of eating and drinking and merrymaking, etc. Being, you know, days of joy, days of happiness. So in order that even the poor Muslim, those who are less fortunate than us, that on these days of Eid, then they also have a meal, to enjoy a good meal on this blessed day, something to put on the table, something to present to the family. And then in this hadith, the third aspect, Marana, is that the time of Sadaqatul Fitr, ulama explains, becomes wajib at the time of sunrise on the day of Eid, and it should be given, it should be paid off before the Eid Salah. And if a person hadn't given it before the Eid Salah, then after the Eid Salah, the compulsion doesn't fall off. However, it is regarded in terms of reward as optional charity. So going back to the hadith we mentioned at the beginning, that it is wajib and it is compulsory on every Muslim, male or female, to pay the Sadaqatul Fitr who is in possession of the nisab. Nisab, the amount currently, I think it's about 9,200 rand, Maulana.
Gee, correct.
The amount fluctuates. But that person who has this amount in his possession on the day of Eid, then it is wajib on him to pay as well. And with regards to this, the male, the man, he is responsible to pay on behalf of his minor children as well. He's not obligated to pay on behalf of his wife. If Sadaqatul Fitr, if she is the possessor of Nisab, then she has to pay her own as well. But if the husband pays on her behalf, then I think it's the safer option for him. And it will be valid, it will be accepted, obviously, that he tells his wife, and Mufti Sahab very often say, my darling or my love, etc., those loving terms that for that wife, that I'm paying your sadaqatul fitr on your behalf, and this will be valid for him to pay on her behalf as well.
Just quickly, Murana Sahib, the zakat nisab currently, as we're speaking now, it's approximately 9,000 rands, because if we say when this was posted, I'm just taking the figures from Wifaqul Ulama here, the financial indicators. So as it stands here, it's about 9,000 rands. So that's zakat nisab, inshallah. But we should constantly check it for the listeners.
The amount itself fluctuates, and it's something that's not standard, that every day it's changing. And this is something that sometimes we follow the dollar rate so closely, perhaps a person who is traveling, going for Umrah, for Hajj, etc. But this is something that a Muslim should always be in touch with, the zakat, nisab, etc., the Islamic financial indicators.
So
that aspect was with regards to paying off the sadaqatul fitr. We mentioned that the father, the man, will be responsible to pay on behalf of his minor children. Those children that are baligh, if they have nisab in their possession, that 9,000 rand, and on those days, then it is it's obligatory upon them to pay. But again, if the father pays on behalf of his family, it is valid. However, we should inculcate this aspect in our children of paying our dues, of engaging in sadaqah, engaging in charity, assisting others, assisting those who are less fortunate. With regards to that quantity that one saw, and there are various narrations with regards to the different, whether it is the dates, the raisins, the grain, all of these aspects. But alhamdulillah, in our times, we find that if you're going to take a whole amount of dates and give it to the person, and it shouldn't be that now at the end of the month, whatever is left over and what we might not be using, it's not really going to benefit him as much, because he's going to have a lot of khajur that is stocked up. So alhamdulillah, the ulama organizations, the various organizations have calculated the value that needs to be given. And this again is the minimum value. I've noticed that there's a difference between KZN and Gauteng. But the amount in KZN that's being circulated is that of 28 rand per person. And remember, the object is so that the poor person can have a meal. So it's generally that in this month of Ramadan, and when we approach the end and that day of Eid, then within the home we prepare so much of, these delicacies, the sweet meat, and the special dishes for our lunch and our supper and all of this, then to keep those who are less fortunate in our heart as well, that we do not limit ourselves to just that 28 rand. If we can and we increase, that will be better for us also. So we try to give out this. The consequence of a person that is not paying, that does not, he neglects this, the hadith indicate that the fast of this person will remain suspended between the heavens and the earth until the fitr, sadaqatul fitr, is discharged. So obviously his fast, that he fasted, it will be valid. But the obligation of fasting will be achieved. However, the spirituality may be lost. And we find this that every year, that the month of Ramadan comes and we are on a spiritual high. And after the month, we sometimes, Allah protect and safeguard us, we fall down completely flat. That la'allakum tattaqoon, which was the object. So sometimes this is not achieved. And I'm not saying that this is the reason, but perhaps one of the reasons we need to look into, are we giving out our sadaqatul fitr correctly? Are we discharging it in the correct way, etc.? So finally, Murana, this aspect with regards to giving out our sadaqatul fitr, again, that we should try to give a little bit extra. Even our younger children, our children at home, it's not the youngsters, those who are very young, it's not an obligation on them to take out from their own wealth, but to show them, to inculcate and to boost this aspect of charity and spending, and then maybe encourage them that a little bit of their spending, etc., they will gain the rewards Fadail Sadaqat, the Taleem should be taking place in our homes on a daily basis. But in this way, that they also spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend on the less fortunate. And ideally, we should go to the poor person himself, the recipient. Who can we give it to? Sadaqatul Fitr can only be given to a Muslim, the recipients of zakat, those who are allowed to receive zakat. We cannot give it to a non-Muslim, etc. But it should be given to a Muslim. And the best, the ideal situation is that we go ourselves to the poor person. And we know that ni'mal amir ala babil faqir and bi'sal faqir ala babil amir, that the best of the rich person is the one who himself goes to the door of that poor person, presenting his own charity, presenting what he is donating, what he is giving. And, you know, Mawlana, I say this not out of not boasting and not out of pride, but as a means of encouragement. Just yesterday, I had taken my family, my children with me, and in our locality, close to us, we had gone to the home of this elderly woman that lives alone. She is very sickly with her sister. And what we had sat there with them for a little while, spoken to them, and were able to give a little bit to them. And this is something that we should try to do in every locality. Sometimes we will find this common trend that the khatib is getting off the mimbar from the Eid Salah, and one person will run, "Mawlana, I got my fitra to give."
Hmm.
And who can I give it to? You should do this a few days before the day of Eid. And yes, in every area, generally the ulama, the imam, the imams are familiar with who are those that are going through difficulties, who are those that are recipients of zakat, etc. So if we do not know who to give it to, you know, generally Mufti Sahib does not encourage just giving certain charity to organizations, etc. If it's given, then inshallah it will be accepted. But to really feel and to experience that connection with the person that you are giving, go ourselves to the home of those who are less fortunate and give this sadaqah, give this fitra to them directly. It will make a great difference to us, to appreciating what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and to our children. Sometimes, parents complain that they don't appreciate what we do for them, and they don't appreciate whatever they have. And by means of this, they will see what others are going through in our own localities, close to our homes, and they will appreciate what we have. So this aspect, Marana, with regards to Sadaqatul Fitr, I hope we have done justice to the topic and all the important aspects with regards to it. But again, the amount in KZN is that of 28 Rand. I've seen a poster that has 35 Rand for Gauteng. But whatever we can give, with obviously 28 Rand is the minimum KZN, it doesn't mean that we only allowed to give this. Whatever we give, obviously our reward increases from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an important aspect at the end of the month of Ramadan, but it should not be left right to the end. It should not be left till that time when we are in a rush to give it to somebody, and now that poor person who receives this, and he's still on that day of celebrating, the day of Eid, in that state where he has to now go around looking to buy this and to prepare that, etc. Let us make it such that we make it easy for the poor, the less fortunate, a few days early. I hope we've done justice to this topic, Mawlana.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mawlana. Just in time, as we've come to the end of this program, we appreciate your time. Inshallah, we hope to have you again. Make dua for us too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.